Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Samsung.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Well, the day is finally here. Today begins the most anticipated pair of congressional hearings in recent memory. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, a former senator, will testify today, and FBI Director James Comey tomorrow.
There has been no shortage of news ahead of the Comey and Coats hearings. Let's catch you up. What will most certainly come up today will be reporting from the Washington Post that says the president asked Coats if he could intervene with Comey on the FBI Russia probe. The Post reports that Coats discussed his conversation with the president afterward and decided intervening with Comey would be inappropriate.
Trump has certainly turned up the heat on Attorney General Jeff Sessions lately, but our colleagues Tara Palmieri, Ileana Johnson, and Josh Dossi report that Sessions actually offered his resignation to Trump before his trip abroad. While Trump refused the offer, they report that the AG decided to offer his resignation because he was aware how upset Trump was about his decision to recuse himself in the Russia probe.
And then we've got the main attraction this week coming tomorrow with Comey's hearing starting at 10 a.m. And some news out of the New York Times. Mike Schmidt and Matt Apuzzo are reporting that Comey told Sessions not to leave him alone with Trump. Our own Josh Dossi scoops that Comey has talked to special counsel Robert Mueller ahead of his testimony.
Unsurprisingly, this White House is looking for ways to undermine Comey. The AP is reporting that they want to hammer Comey for his misstatements about Hillary Clinton's emails during his last Hill appearance, and the RNC has been prepping talking points.
And we've got a few playbook scoops this morning. The tech world is sure to be interested in this one. The White House has been quietly working with the Justice Department on overhauling the H-1B visa program to better adhere to the administration's Buy American, Hire American order. Under consideration, forcing companies seeking employees under the H-1B visa program to advertise the jobs online first and hire U.S. workers before foreigners. The Trump administration is also discussing reducing the cap and duration for these visas, which would in effect make it more costly for companies to bring foreign workers from overseas. Other regulations under consideration include forcing H-1B employers to submit a report every 6 months on duties performed by the foreign worker. The administration could also seek to cut back optional practical training, which currently allows STEM graduates to work in the U.S. for 3 years after graduation.
Democrats, outraged over the Trump administration's policy to ignore information requests from Democrats, are trying to find ways to publicly pressure Trump and congressional Republicans. Under discussion, posting all information requests to the administration publicly. Democrats are also considering sending each inquiry to Republican committee and subcommittee chairs and explicitly asking them to sign on.
And here's the latest on the debt ceiling debate. House Republican leaders said yesterday that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin will handle debt ceiling negotiations. So what does that mean? That means Congress is going to need to pass a clean debt ceiling hike. This was an anathema to the party in 2011 and remains an anathema to the conservative House Freedom Caucus.
Here's what's likely to happen. Republican leaders should make sure Trump knows he should push a quick debt ceiling hike and be perfectly happy when it passes with dozens of Democrats. But be aware, the House Freedom Caucus is not going to like this, and it could harm legislating for the rest of the year. The case to do it soon, Democrats are much less likely to support a clean debt ceiling hike as it gets closer to the end of the year.
Speaking of the Freedom Caucus, Mark Meadows, chairman of the group, wants Republican leaders to cancel August recess to continue to work on tax reform and other GOP priorities. Considering the House isn't even staying in town this whole week, House Republicans canceled their Friday session yesterday, it's hard to see that ever happening.
Texas Congressman Al Green is drafting articles of impeachment against Trump, and he's expected to release them today. Alana Shore is reporting that senior senators in both parties are making headway on crafting a bill to further sanction Russia.
And we've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning that says voters have a clear message for President Donald Trump. Stop tweeting. Stephen Shepard is reporting that the poll shows the vast majority of voters, 69%, say Trump uses Twitter too much. 59% said the president's use of Twitter is a bad thing, and even a majority of voters say Trump's tweets are hurting U.S. national security. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.